Hey
Yo,
Dan.
Joe.
Hey, this is Joe. How you doing?
I'm good.
Okay. So, do you have a minute?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. Just got your email, and we scheduled a call for today as well.
Yeah, I was expecting you at 5 or 2 o'clock your time.
Yeah. Sorry, I was like 10 minutes late.
Okay, well, I used the time to get into Pinterest and set it up as a business account. I learned how you do it. What you do is you put it in incognito mode, and then it doesn't confuse it with your personal account.
Yeah, so is it like merging into your personal account, or is it working fine?
Nope, I have it working fine. I just I need to. Sorry, let me just put one. Let me just finish one thing real here. It caught me while I was typing. Yeah, I think the next thing that I have to do, is build the boards and then the pins.
Yeah. Post like your pictures and everything, and like pin them out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me just finish that. Okay, I just saved my profile. All right, so that's Pinterest. That's all set up, and that's on me to then figure out how to create boards and then create my first pins. And can I link that to the website now, or should I wait until we get the website live?
That's totally up to you. If you want, we already have the credentials. I believe you have not changed the username and password, right? Or have you?
No, I have not.
Oh, all
Nope, I
right.
have not.
All right, so since we already have the credentials, we can link it to your website. Now it's totally up to you. If you want us to link it right now, we can do that. If not, if you want when the website goes up, we can do that at a later stage.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'd be good to link it. Just looking to see. It asked me that previously. It says install the free Pinterest app on Shopify. Should I do that? Okay. So, oh. It didn't do it yet. You said, oh, don't do it?
I'm not sure. I believe I'll have my development team to look into it, and they'll integrate it themselves, so you don't have to worry on that part.
Okay, so I'm just going to update my notes here. I'm just going to say, like, Dan, next step is to create boards and then pins. And then Orbit link to website. Okay.
All right, so moving on. So Facebook, we sent you a request yesterday from, you must have received a admin access from Martog. Let me see. What was the account that you might have received the, yeah, Marco Polo. Can you please check your Facebook notifications if you receive any sort of like invitation or admin access to your Facebook page from Marco Polo account?
Okay, and this would be just my regular personal account, right?
Yeah. The link that you sent me to.
Okay, and so I'm in, and then I'm going to messages, and Friends. No, I'm not seeing anything. Where would it be? Would it be in the messages or would it be
no,
a friend
no,
request?
It would be under notifications.
Okay. Yeah, no, I didn't. Marco Polo. Hey, no, I'm sorry, I didn't receive anything.
Oh, you never receive it?
Yeah, do you want me to go into my business account and look there?
No, the link that you sent me, it was, I guess, Winkleman Dan, the Facebook link that you sent
me.
Yeah,
I'm in it right now, and I'm looking in notifications, and I can see all, and it says the marketplace listing may be available. Yeah, it's just all junk, and it's old, some old stuff. Nothing new.
All right, so I'll have the team to send you the admin access once again. So you should receive it under notification. So as soon as you receive it, kindly accept it, and you'll have the admin access to your page.
Okay, so, all right, so Orbit, sending confirmation to personal Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Notifications and need to accept. Okay, so I'll keep an eye out for that. If you could just make sure to send that note to them today, and then I'll double check my account tonight, all right?
All right, sure.
All right, and then...
Moving on, I believe you're having some issue while uploading a video on your Facebook page, right?
It was on YouTube.
Yeah, on YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, and the I created my original, like, my prototype, and it got flagged because of the music.
Mm-hmm.
I went back to my guy on Fiverr, and he said that the music is copyright okay, and that it may be like a scammer who's trying to get money from me. But mm-hmm. I talked to somebody else, and they said that if Google says that it's and I think the in monetization ineligible, then it probably is something with the music, and I'm probably better off just redoing all the music. And so, I don't know. What do you think? Have you guys had experience doing this?
I'll ask my social media team. I personally have not experienced this before, but I'll have my social media team to look into it. So what we'll do is we'll log into your YouTube account and try to upload a video from ourselves. Now, if you could send me that video over email or through WeTransfer, we'll try to upload that same video on your YouTube channel and see the actual error and see what's the actual problem.
Okay, so that error I sent you, it's in the notes, and so it says channel impact not affected, visibility unlisted, monetization ineligible. And then it says video cannot be monetized as ad revenue paid by copyright owner.
So, the original video posted was flagged for copyright issue below. I'm not sure. So, yeah, it might be because of music. Did it give you any sort of like error that why it has been flagged or has the copyright issue?
It just said, and it's in the notes that I sent you, it just says that the content identified in your video is listed below along with the details. There's a claim, video cannot be monetized, ad revenue paid by copyright owner.
Mm-hmm.
So, right. So I have a second video that I posted on my personal account, and I'm just going to go and look at that right now.
All right.
And I look in, so I'm in YouTube, and then I go to my videos. Okay, so it hasn't been flagged yet.
Mm-hmm.
Just so
and
we'll,
that's
we'll
on your personal account, right?
Yeah, it's on my personal account. If you want,
yeah.
I can send you that link right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, it's on there. But what we need to do is get it into the business account, right?
Yeah, on the business one.
Okay. So then let's talk about how to get, in order to get the YouTube link working, you want me to go into Gmail sign in? Because now that I know,
Sorry,
now that I know how to do this incognito thing, let me just see if I can do this Gmail login. Okay, and you guys sent me the email.
I have not sent you an email right now.
No. You sent me what my Gmail email is. And I'm just going to try to sign on. It says enter your passcode. Okay, now it says get verification. Now I'm going to... You want me to send it to this Orbit Gmail again?
All right, so let me see if that guy is on his desk right now. Just a moment. Let me send him a message. Yeah, so you can send him that code.
Okay.
Did you send it?
Yep.
All right. Just give me a moment. All right, so it's
252-252-862. 862.
Yeah.
Okay. Protect your account. Google can use these to get locked out of your account. Recovery phone number, recovery email. I'm going to hit update.
Mm-hmm.
My recovery email is going to be my phone number is going to be my regular one.
Yeah, kindly update that information. So whenever you try to log in, you should receive the code, and you're able to log in, yeah.
Okay. I hang up on you. It's just because I'm just trying to get this code. Here it is. she. Okay, and then I'm going to enter her email. Okay, and now it's down the email thing. Okay. All right. The critical security check activity, I don't need to check that. That's just us switching things, right?
Yeah, just a random stuff.
Okay. So now that, this means I now have a TwistKit's Google account, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And what is it that I use this for? This is for my business YouTube?
So this is for you to use to log into your YouTube account, because YouTube usually requires a Gmail account so that you guys can go ahead and create the you cannot create a YouTube account unless you have a Gmail account. So that's used for to sign into your YouTube.
Okay. All right. So what do you want me to do now? Do you want me to go into YouTube and
sign in? Sign in using Gmail.
Okay. So then I do. Okay, I'm going to go to YouTube TwistKit. And then it still thinks it's, let me see. First thing I do is I click on that little button that says, who's there, and it says manage your Google account. Let's see. I'm just trying to figure out if this is my business account or my personal one. It says TwistKit's YouTube, so that's my business account, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the business one.
Yep. Okay, and then it says upload video.
Mm-hmm.
Let me select files. Instructions. Video for posting. Okay. Okay. So I now have it up, and then it just says, tell viewers about your video. If I can just grab it. I can always come back and update this later. Let's see. Terry. Twisty. Instruction video. Okay. And then thumbnail, I'm just going to put a picture on it. Not asking for verification. A lot of security here. Huh?
Yeah. Google, it has a lot of security layers now.
Okay. Gain access to this feature. This feature is not available. Oh, that's because it's a second. Oh, it's not working, but that's okay. We'll skip that. Playlist available. Audience. Okay. Age restriction. I don't think we have to worry about that for now, right? Okay. And then it says add video element. It's use mm-hmm. cards and end screen to show viewers' websites. Okay, it scanned it. It said that there was no copyright issues.
So I guess it's working fine now, right?
Yeah. Now, visibility.
Mm-hmm.
Private, unlisted, or public?
Yeah.
Public, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Publish. Okay, now it's on there, and then you're going to take that and pull it through and put it into the website, right?
Yes. Once it's on the YouTube, kindly send me the link to that video, and we'll embed that to the website.
I don't know if you've seen the video yet, but the Terry Twisty escapes from the base. He unscrews it himself. I've taught myself how to do, like, motion, and so I'm trying to make it funner. But my stuff still needs a lot of work. I'm still learning, like, I got a tripod instead of hanging it, and now it's not as shaky.
So you're getting better on these things.
Yeah, I'm getting there, Joe. I'm getting there.
Yeah.
All right, I just sent you the link to the video. If you could make sure then to link it through the website. It goes under that second one, Terry Twisty, okay? And I'll keep working on the other ones, and then we'll keep an eye on it and see if it gets flagged for copyright. Because that definitely we don't want to piss off the Google algorithm, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so YouTube, I figured out all the, like, personal stuff and how to get around that. So the next thing is Orbit. Test posting in website. Scan to complete other videos. And then keep an eye on the copyright. Copyright music issue. Okay. All right. So we're good with that?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I guess YouTube issue, that's solved. Pinterest, that's fine. So Facebook.
Well, one thing with the mm-hmm. YouTube is any advice on, like, what I should be doing with it? Like, for example, mm-hmm. I think that, like, when I post a video there, I should link it so it recommends, like, the other instruction videos, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then we just have to make sure that that functionality is turned off so that nobody – it doesn't recommend the website. It keeps them in our website, and it doesn't recommend other videos outside of my own.
Yeah, yeah. So the video actually will be played from YouTube, but once the video is done, so we'll keep the video on a loop. So as soon as the video is done, it'll automatically be played once again. So people won't be able to go to any other video on your website.
Okay. All right. You want to go to Instagram?
So about the Instagram. Is it working fine? Were you able to log in, post anything?
Let me just go to it. Okay. Yes. So I'm logged in,
mm-hmm.
And then, so you want me to do like a post? And then you'll test and see if you can get it into the website?
Yeah, so kindly post a couple of pictures or a video. And since we already have the username and password, so we'll integrate your Instagram to the website. If you might have noticed, at the very bottom of the website, on the footer section, we already have an Instagram feed tab right there. So on that part, we'll have your Instagram integrated. So as soon as you post a new picture or a video, that'll come up on the website as well.
Okay. Okay. So then, okay. So then I need to create Instagram posts. And you're gonna link Instagram to the website.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll do that. And then I'm going to reach out and see if I can find that bad account. I'm going to
mm-hmm.
reach out to the guy and just tell him and be like, look, I'm just trying to do some art project to raise money for kids. You know, like, can you – because he needs to – I don't think Instagram's going to kick him off.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll try to. So, but anyways, okay. So I think that's it. Then we're caught up, right? You can start to pull the social media into the website, and
yep.
I'll try to start posting content and pins and things like that.
All right, and kindly go through the website as well. So all the changes that you requested the other day, like the document that you sent me, almost all of those changes are done. I did go through all of them myself. There were like a couple of points that were not done correctly, so I've assigned the team to work on those parts. Those will be updated like in the next hour. So after an hour, kindly review the website as well, and you'll be able to see all the updates and everything that you sent me on the document.
Okay, I appreciate you reviewing it. When I do it, there's always a lot of errors, but I think we're getting close. I wanted to ask your advice on one thing. You see how, like, there's a picture and then you hover over it?
Mm-hmm.
The picture goes to the third one, okay, the third picture that's there.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you could do it to the second picture, because then it's like it shows the final sculpture, but then it shows what's inside the kit. And I don't want people to think there's three kits. There's three sculptures in one kit.
Okay, I get it. All right.
So there, right now there's three pictures associated with each brand. When you hover over it, if you could make it so it just goes to the second picture, that would be good.
Mm-hmm. All right. So right now, when you mouse over, the third picture comes up, right?
Yep.
All right, and you want the second one to come up.
Right.
All right. Okay.
And then the gallery one, you're gonna fix that like we talked about, right? With the title of the picture right underneath the picture.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
And then it looks like the pictures are a little squished. Maybe that's just some of them are like a little too wide. I don't know what
mm-hmm.
that can be fixed. I don't know. First thing I guess is just getting the titles underneath the pictures with the images.
All right.
Okay. Under the gallery
page, right? The caption and the picture.
Yeah, in the gallery, each picture that I sent you had a brief. It had like the person's first name and the state, and so that's just what would show up, you know. But there should be like a little bar so it's really clear, and it should say like Ellen, Connecticut, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, and then once we get these set up, I have more pictures I can send you. But I figured get the format down, and then we can expand it.
Sure. All right.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to work on my Instagram feed. I'll do it for at least one or two, so you can
okay.
Link it into the website. But
mm-hmm.
when do you think that part will be where the YouTube is instructions are linked in and the Instagram is linked in? Is there possible we could get that done before the end of the week?
Probably by tomorrow. If not, then
like
by
not
Friday. After. Yeah, probably by tomorrow. If not, then first thing Friday morning. But yeah, it'll be done this week.
Okay. All right. Great. Then
all
I
right.
feel like we're catching up and we have a shot at making our deadline, because I would love to get our website, you know, kind of done and the way we want it by like Tuesday or Wednesday. And
Absolutely.
Then I can do the next part of it, which is, you tell me, what is the next part after that? Is that doing the sizing component of it?
So once the website goes live and is done with all the changes and everything, we'll start with the SEO, the marketing, and we'll share the initial report with you first. And after, like, each month, we'll be sharing the updated report and everything. You'll be shared the keyword list, so you'll have to approve the keywords first. If not, like, if you think there are a few keywords that are missing out or you want to add some of the keywords of your own, those keywords will be added as well. So once we're done with the website, we'll start the work on the marketing part.
Okay, but what I'm talking about is my understanding is, like, 70% of all searches are done on cell phones now.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Yeah.
There's a whole thing where you have to do the sizing of all the images to make sure that it gets resized correctly on like an iPad or a computer.
Absolutely.
Or a phone.
Absolutely, yeah. So as soon as we're done with all the changes, before making the website live, we'll make the website responsive as well. So the website will be smart enough to automatically detect the device, the screen size, and will fit on that screen size.
Okay. And then after... so we do the resizing, and then we'll and then I have to go to Shopify and do all the payment
mm-hmm.
processing
yeah.
components, right? Because there's a certain point where you turn it back over to me, right? Where you say, okay, website's done, and then I go into Shopify and I add in all of the apps and things like that for like financial transactions and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And linking to my inventory and all of that stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. And all that's on me. You guys don't do that, right? Like you guys set up the website, and then you're doing the search engine optimization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So once, as I said, like once we're done with the website is all okay on all devices, like the mobile responsive and everything. We'll start doing the marketing part. But still, if you think any help is needed, any sort of like assistance is required, we'll be always here to help you out. So you don't have to worry about that part.
Yeah, like what? Yeah, I'd like to just leave it alone and then concentrate on the other pieces of my business and try to you know, just give it some time to be seen. But okay, so today's the 6th. Yeah, it sounds like a lot of the little changes are going to be done. I would love it if I could give you approval as soon as possible to then do the viewing optimization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And does that need to be completed before I do all the credit cards and the linking to my inventory and all that?
Which part?
The viewing optimization. Is that the last step?
Search engine? Marketing?
No. Making sure that different devices can...
Oh yeah, so that's totally up to you. That's completely fine. So if you can do it either after the responsiveness or before it, it doesn't make that difference. But even like if you do it afterwards and it makes a little bit difference on the website, on the mobile part, we'll fix it later on. That's not going to be a problem.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So then what we're really fighting for then is get the website completed, and then while you're doing that, I'm going to try to get the social media running. Need to finish the videos, and then the last step is going to Shopify and doing the credit card and the inventory and the SKUs and all that.
Sure.
Okay.
All right,
Joe. Sounds like we got a plan.
Perfect. So let's get this moving forward. And I guess you're going to send me another document. The changes and the points that you've written down?
Yeah, I'm going to send you the notes today, and then you let me know when the website's updated, and I'll go in and do another review, get that right back to you, okay?
Perfect. Sounds good.
Okay, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sam. Take care. Bye-bye.